you're going to find this next activity very amusing, young man. It's called making Daddy's breakfast. Now, we are going to make French toast. French toast is, well, it isn't French and it isn't toast. And that gives you an idea of what you're going to be up against in this world. What's the big idea? Daddy.
Yes, Daddy.
Thanks for the mess.
Anytime.
May I have my egg back? Thanks.
I pop in to see how your father's enjoying his gift of infinite power, and what do I find?
Daddy, Darren agreed to accept your gift for only one day. I'm sure by now he's back to normal.
Ah, but you forget how easy it was to persuade him to use my magic gift. Let me refresh your memory. Shall we tune in the refrigerator? Now, just a few simple instructions. You hold the watch, you concentrate on where you want to be, and you say, Zolda Prankan Kopek Lum.
Zolda Prankan Kopek Lum? That was a dirty trick!
He was beautiful, Samantha. You should have seen him zapping and popping like an old pro, especially when he popped into the client's office to get some inside information.
That wasn't cricket.
No, it was eavesdropping.
I don't believe you.
Darren, how did you get that inside info?
Larry, if I told you, you wouldn't believe me.
You son of a gun.
Today, Bliss Pharmaceutical. Tomorrow, the world.
Now tell me that isn't the look of a man who sees the open door to fame and fortune.
No. No, that is the look of a man who is trying to satisfy the wishes of his father-in-law for one day. I'm sure by now he's back to normal.
I don't think so, Samantha. It's like pâté de foie gras. Once you've tasted it, you can't stop. As the boys say on Carnaby Street, he's hooked.
We'll see. Darren's different.
So you keep saying.
Good morning, Adam. Hello, Maurice.
Good morning, my boy.
Sweetheart. What's for breakfast?
French toast.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
Well, I had my taste buds set for something a little more exotic, like
eggs Florentine, perhaps?
Yeah, that might be good.
And truffles and café au lait.
Now, that's what I call a proper breakfast.
Sorry, Darren, but this kitchen is fresh out of truffles.
Now, I know one that's not. The Café Cher Henri in Paris.
Oh, I don't think I have the time. I have an appointment at the office.
Darren, why don't you let me whip you up some French toast mortal style?
I've got it. If he won't go to Henri's, he merely uses his powers to bring Henri's to him. Say the magic words. Concentrate on Chez Henri.
Of course. Zolda Prankan Kopek Lum.
Dolphin, you feed your face while I feast my eyes.
You must admit, your father has a gourmet's taste in food.
And a playboy's taste in service.
A kindly word from my devoted daughter. Come on, let's all have breakfast. What have we here? Samantha?
No, thanks.
Well, what about these tasty morsels?
I'd put sweaters on them if I were you. They look a little chilly.
Well, let's see.
Elizabeth Montgomery in... Bewitched.
Thank you.
Maurice, that was a breakfast fit for a king.
I particularly enjoyed the service. Thank you, Marie, Yvonne, Gigi. My compliments to the chef. That'll be all.
Well, Maurice, I'd better be getting to the office. If you'll excuse me.
Work. The all-consuming possessor of mortals.
Sam, I'm leaving.
Are the bunnies gone?
Yes, dear.
Well, have a nice day. And drive carefully. Remember how bad the traffic is this time of day.
Who worries about traffic? Zolda Prankan Kopek Lum. See you at dinner!
You know, I'm beginning to feel a certain affection for Darren.
Darren? That's the first time you've remembered his name.
Well, I feel closer to him now.
I felt safer when you were more distant. Don't you realize he's just indulging your whim?
Did you hear me suggest that he shouldn't drive to work?
No. I mean...
Book, come. Book, return.
Darren.
Don't tell me, let me tell you. You think you saw a book going by.
Yeah, I did think that.
I was just experimenting with my latest diversion, mind over matter. You see, by deep concentration, I channel my thoughts to your cerebellum, where I create the illusion of a book moving through space.
Darren, will you please knock it off with all this hocus pocus and channel your brain waves to the Bliss Pharmaceutical presentation?
Oh, it's almost finished.
Well, here's a little incentive to help you finish it.
$5,000?
Now, why are you so surprised? I told you that would be your bonus if we landed the Bliss account.
Well, frankly, Larry, I didn't think you'd really come through with it. Hey, this check is dated a year from today.
Just a formality. We don't have the account yet.
Mr. Bliss for Mr. Tate.
Junior, senior.
Senior.
Put him on. Hello, Mr. Bliss? Yes. Fine. I'll pick you up personally at 7 o'clock. Yes, Stevens will have the material prepared. I'm delighted too, Mr. Bliss. See you later. Your info was right. Bliss wants to stay with the old-fashioned approach. And that's what we'll give him when we have dinner with him at your house at 7:30 tonight.
Why my house?
Because that whole new approach was your idea, wasn't it? Now we've got to scrap it. And look at all the effort I've wasted. So... the least you can do to make up for it is have the dinner at your house.
Larry, that's not a very good reason.
How about it's going to be there because I said so?
That's a good reason.
Hey, I'm going to have this check redrawn and dated for tomorrow. You son of a gun.
Take me to Samantha.
Good grief. Darren, what are you trying to do? Give me whiplash?
Oh, come on, Sam. That's old stuff for you. Remember me? I'm a convert.
Yeah, well, what happened to that wonderful, sweet mortal I said love, honor, and no witchcraft to?
He's come to his senses. All that sacrificing, all that doing without is over. Where's Maurice? I'd like to tell him the good news.
He has a skiing date in Zermatt with Jean-Claude Keeley, but he'll be back before dinner.
Oh, I almost forgot. Mr. Bliss, senior and junior, are coming here for dinner tonight. That's the new account we're about to land, and Larry has given me a $5,000 bonus.
Larry? Why would he do that?
I had a little inside info that tied the ribbon on that account.
Inside info? How did you get that inside info?
I attended a private board meeting, compliments of Daddy. Sam, from now on, you're going to have everything you deserve and more.
Now, listen to me, Darren. You may have given up, but I haven't. I enjoy taking care of my husband and my children in the everyday mortal way. I like things the way they are. If I didn't, I wouldn't be here. Now, you married me for what I am, and I married you for what you are.
Sam, I've made you live like a mortal for so long, you're beginning to act like one.
Okay, Darren. What would you like me to zap up for dinner?
Anything you want, sweetheart. Only make it fancy.
Don't you worry. I'll give you the witch's special.
Okay. Well, I've got to be getting to the office. Sam, no more of that, huh? Oh, hi, Larry.
Darren, where have you been?
No place.
A minute ago, I left the office, came right back in, and you were gone. Now you're back again.
Mind over matter. I made you think I wasn't here.
Darren, will you cut it out with this mind over matter bunk? You're giving me the creeps.
Larry, how do you think I got that inside information on the Bliss account?
You mean by using that mind over matter bunk? Stuff. You can tell what our clients are thinking?
Certainly. You want me to prove it?
Yeah.
Okay. You go out and ask Betty what she had for breakfast. Now, she doesn't even have to tell you. Just ask her to write it down on a piece of paper.
And then what?
And come back in here and I'll tell you what she had for breakfast.
Boy, this is crazy. But if it works, I love it. Betty, what'd you have for breakfast?
Well,
tell me, just write it down on that piece of paper.
Mr. Tater, are you all right?
Betty, just write down what you had for breakfast.
But why do you care what I had for breakfast?
I don't care what you had for breakfast. I just want you to write it down on a piece of paper.
Mr. Tater, I don't mean to be arbitrary, but isn't this a little peculiar?
Betty, will you stop making a federal case out of this? I just want you to write down what you had for breakfast. It's not important at all, and nobody cares one way or another. So do as I tell you, or you're fired.
Yes, sir.
Orange juice, bacon, egg, straight up, sweet roll, and coffee.
Darren, ours is a great partnership. A wonderful wedding. With my greed and your talent, nothing can stop us.
Larry, would you say that again?
Gladly. With my greed and your talent, nothing can stop us.
No, before that.
Ours is a great partnership, a wonderful wedding.
Wedding? Like in marriage?
Yeah. Darren, we've got to keep this
going. Darren, what happened to this sweet, wonderful mortal that I said love, honor, and no witchcraft to? I happen to enjoy taking care of my husband and children in the everyday mortal way. I like things the way they are. If I didn't, I wouldn't be here.
Suspicion. Don't you agree?
With what?
Haven't you been listening?
Sure. Not to you.
What?
Nothing.
I tell you, Darren, we'll have more wealth and power than even I ever imagined. We can juggle the stock market, seize control of the national economy. Today, the nation. Tomorrow...
Don't say it, Larry.
But you don't realize, Darren, if we play our cards right, in time, we can rule the world.
Larry, I don't want to rule the world.
Okay, so you don't want to rule the world. I do. I wanted to rule the world ever since I was a little kid. And I'm making that check out for $10,000. See you tonight.
partner.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
My darling daughter. Samantha, tell your father what's wrong.
Oh, Daddy, I'm worried. If you're right about Darren, that means he's changed.
He hasn't changed. He's matured.
Sam?
How did you get home?
I took a cab, thank you. I enjoyed every bumper-to-bumper minute of it. Hi, honey.
Hi.
You're behaving very strangely, Darren.
You think so?
Could we have a little private talk?
Just as soon as I have a private talk with him. But don't go away. I don't want that much privacy. Maurice?
I have a feeling it's going to be served from here on in.
Could be.
Well, then I'll have a martini. Spanish gin, Italian vermouth, and a Greek olive.
You'll have a martini the way I make one for you. And forget the witch's special for dinner. Take 6 chicken pies out of the freezer.
Is something disturbing you, Dustbin?
Yes, this. Take back your hocus pocus.
Your vocabulary could use a little polishing, but I think I get the idea.
Now, Darren, don't be ungracious. Remember, it does tell time, too.
Forget it.
As a warlock named Will once said, Lord, what fools these mortals be. Come to think of it, he also wrote, all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. And one man in his time plays many parts.
Daddy, don't you think you're getting a little carried away?
Oh, so sorry about that. I'm leaving the watch here. Do with it what you will. As for me, I have a previous engagement for dinner, which I propose to make as soon as I leave. But I'll be back for the fun. Good night, good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night.
Say good night, Daddy.
Good night, Daddy.
Oh, a rogue and peasant knave, is he?
Oh, Darren, I'm so proud of you. You stood up to Daddy like you had nothing to lose.
As long as I have you, I have nothing to lose.
Ah, marvelous. Just marvelous, Mrs. Stevens. The chicken pie and lemon sherbet really hit the spot.
Well, I'm sorry it wasn't a bit more elegant, but I really didn't have the
Nonsense,
time.
Nonsense, girl. I admire your lack of pretension. It's an excellent quality.
Thank you. Oh, Daddy, I'm so glad you popped in.
Yes.
This is my father, Mr. Bliss Sr., Mr.
Yes,
Bliss Jr. And you remember Larry Tate.
Maurice? Please don't let me interrupt. Please go on.
Well, Stevens, let's get down to business. What have you got in your mind?
There he goes.
I'll give you odds.
Before we get to the business at hand, why don't we make ourselves comfortable?
That's dirty pool.
Gentlemen, we call this meeting to present an entirely new concept before you decide where to place your account.
Very well. I assume that.
And frankly, we're delighted. In view of McMahon and Tate's superior reputation in the business. Aren't we, Dad?
Go ahead, Dad.
Mr. Bliss, I firmly believe that we should present our original campaign, which we think is more modern and up-to-date.
Right. Wrong. What are you talking about?
When I went along with your conservative approach, it was based on my knowledge of what you wanted.
How did you know what I wanted?
Call it instinct.
Instinct?
After careful consideration, I'm sorry to say that I find your advertising ideas unimaginative and pedestrian.
Darren, what kind of a joke is this?
Now, Tate, let the boy talk. At least he has the courage of his convictions. You gotta give him that.
That and 2 weeks' notice.
You were saying, Stevens?
Well, Mr. Bliss, getting your account is not our main purpose. Our objective is to provide you with a campaign that, in our opinion, will increase your sales, which, believe me, your present campaign will not do.
Darren, about that 2 weeks' notice, make it 24 hours, starting yesterday.
Why, Tay? It makes perfect sense to me.
That's why I'm backing him 100%.
I admire Stevens' integrity.
Integrity is our hallmark.
Too bad I can't agree with his advertising concepts.
Darren, if I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. Integrity doesn't feed the bulldog.
Well, taking up enough of your time. Silas, come along.
Wait a minute, Mr. Bliss. Stevens doesn't have the last word at McMahon and Tate. I do. He isn't even with the company anymore. Mr. Bliss, please listen.
Okay, Maurice. Your magic watch threw the Bliss account right on my lap. Okay, I've just thrown it out.
My boy, you've completely shattered my lack of faith in mortal behavior. You're supposed to be motivated almost entirely by greed, don't you know that?
Daddy, why don't you admit that Darren's something special?
Some divine power prevents me.
What divine power?
Me.
Modesty is not one of his faults.
I may be ill.
You see, Maurice, a man who has everything doesn't need witchcraft. You have a lot to learn about human beings.
I beg your pardon?
I hope you're going to take this little setback graciously.
Don't I always?
Now, Daddy. Daddy, are you through?
I don't think so. I won't say another word.
Say something. It would be a lot cheaper.
That's what he calls gracious?
For Daddy, that's gracious.
Now I'll take my leave of this mundane establishment and be off to Mount Olympus, where the gods and I will laugh to scorn your mortal folly.
Always was one for big exits.
Good morning, Sam. Where's Darren?
Upstairs, dressing.
Will you tell him I'm here?
Darren?
Yes?
An ex-friend of yours is here.
Who?
Larry.
Tell him I've gone fishing.
He's gone fishing.
I just dropped by to congratulate him.
For what? Being fired?
No, for landing the Bliss account.
Larry, it's a little early in the morning. What are you talking about?
I got a telephone call from Bliss Jr. first thing this morning, and he told me that his father had second thoughts. He said any man who could jeopardize an account as big as Bliss Pharmaceutical and at the same time lose his job has to have the best interests of the client at heart.
Oh, well, sweetheart, isn't that wonderful?
Now, wait a minute. Larry, are you putting me on?
No. I've got the signed contract right here. There's just one thing.
What's that?
Well, Bliss thought, as a formality, he'd like your signature on the contract.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Even though I assured him that you'd be assigned to the account.
Me? Oh, you fired me.
That's right, you fired him.
Now, wait a minute. Don't be ridiculous. I knew what you were up to. That's why I threw in the clincher and pretended to fire you. I think that was the touch that swung the deal.
Larry, you expect me to believe that?
No. Just sign the contract. Darren, you and I are an unbeatable team. You! And I'm a big enough man to admit that it was your genius that made this deal. Ciao.
Oh, that son of a gun.